Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nightnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Spy Secrets, That Can Save Your Life by Jason Hansen presents personal safety through the lens of intelligence tradecraft, adapted for everyday people rather than field operatives. Drawing on the author's background as a former CIA officer, the book frames security as a set of habits and decisions that reduce exposure to crime, violence, and manipulation. Instead of relying on brute strength or expensive gear, it emphasizes awareness, preparation, and practical procedures you can apply at home, at work, while traveling, and online. Readers are introduced to a mindset that treats risk as manageable when you learn to spot weak points in routines, environments, and communications. The book is commonly associated with clear, scenario-driven guidance, such as assessing danger cues, maintaining distance and exits, hardening a residence, and responding under stress. Its appeal lies in translating professional-style thinking into simple steps, offering a blueprint for people who want to feel more confident and capable without becoming paranoid. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, situational awareness as a daily operating system. A central theme is that most preventable danger is preceded by observable signals. If you train yourself to notice them, the book promotes a practical version of situational awareness that fits normal life scanning entrances and exits, recognizing unusual behavior, and avoiding the tunnel vision created by phones, fatigue, and routine. Instead of encouraging constant fear, it treats awareness like a quiet background process, similar to a driver checking mirrors. You learn to identify what normal looks like in a location so that anomalies stand out, such as someone loitering without purpose, an unexpected vehicle following a pattern, or a person closing distance too quickly. The approach also includes decision points when to leave, when to create space, and when to seek help. By emphasizing early detection, the book aims to prevent the need for dramatic self-defense later. The larger lesson is that awareness is not a talent, but a repeatable skill. With simple practices, readers can reduce surprise, keep options open, and make faster choices under pressure, all while still living a normal, engaged life. Secondly, home and family protection through layered security. Another major topic is how to make a home a harder target without turning it into a fortress. The book highlights the idea of layered security deterrence, delay, and response. Deterrence can include visible signals that a property is monitored or well lit, while delay focuses on making forced entry slower and noisier through better locks, door reinforcement, and thoughtful use of alarms. Response planning covers what family members should do if something happens, including communication, safe rooms, and rehearsed actions that reduce panic. The guidance tends to favor low-cost improvements in routines, such as controlling sight lines, managing spare keys, and being careful about what you reveal to strangers or service workers. It also addresses the human side of safety, like teaching children simple rules, setting check-in procedures, and ensuring everyone understands how to contact emergency services. The overall message is that security is not a single product, but a system. When small measures are combined, they create friction for intruders and provide you with time and clarity to act effectively. Thirdly, travel and public space tactics that lower your risk. The book devotes attention to the environments where people are most exposed: parking lots, transit hubs, hotels, and unfamiliar neighborhoods. It encourages readers to adopt travel habits that reduce vulnerability, such as selecting seating that provides visibility, keeping personal items under control, and avoiding predictable patterns. Hotel safety is treated as a specific problem set, including evaluating access points, understanding the layout, and thinking ahead about exits. The intelligence-inspired mindset here is to avoid being an easy target by blending in, staying attentive during transitions, and minimizing distractions at the worst moments, like when loading a car or searching for a room key. It also addresses how to handle uncomfortable interactions in public, using distance, assertive boundaries, and early disengagement rather than escalation. Another element is planning ahead, researching destinations, having backups for communication and money, and establishing meeting points with family. The benefit of these tactics is cumulative. Each one slightly reduces exposure, and together they can significantly lower the odds of being selected for opportunistic crime or getting trapped in a rapidly changing situation. Fourthly, surviving confrontation, escape, de-escalation, and last resort options. A pragmatic safety book must address what happens when prevention fails. This topic centers on managing confrontations with a priority order: avoid, escape, de-escalate, and only then consider physical defense. The book frames self-defense as a problem of decision-making under stress, not a fair fight. Readers are encouraged to create distance, use obstacles, and move towards safer spaces rather than freezing or negotiating from a vulnerable position. De-escalation is treated as a useful tool, especially when the goal is to end an encounter quickly, not to win an argument. The discussion also touches on the realities of adrenaline, limited time, and imperfect information, which is why simple rules and rehearsed actions matter. While it may mention tools and tactics people consider for protection, the underlying emphasis is on legality, proportionality, and the consequences of any action you take. The main takeaway is that survival is often determined by early choices and willingness to act decisively. By thinking through scenarios in advance, readers can respond faster and with fewer errors when seconds matter. Lastly, information security and social engineering awareness. Modern safety includes protecting your identity, routines, and digital footprint, because criminals and manipulators often start with information. The book highlights how social engineering works. Attackers use authority, urgency, friendliness, or fear to push people into revealing details or granting access. Readers are encouraged to be cautious about what they share on social media, how they answer questions from strangers, and how they verify requests that appear to come from banks, employers, or service providers. This topic also connects back to physical security, since oversharing travel plans, addresses, or family schedule can create real-world risk. The guidance tends to emphasize simple verification habits, stronger passwords, and skepticism toward unsolicited contact, especially when someone tries to rush you past your normal judgment. It also promotes the idea of compartmentalization, sharing sensitive details only with those who truly need them. The broader value is psychological as well as practical. When you understand common manipulation patterns, you become harder to pressure, less likely to be scammed, and more able to protect vulnerable family members. In a connected world, reducing information leakage can be as important as locks and alarms. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want realistic personal safety guidance without needing a martial arts background, as well as parents, travelers, and professionals who spend time in public-facing roles. It can benefit your life by shifting safety from vague worry to concrete habits, noticing early warning signs, planning simple responses, and reducing avoidable exposure in everyday settings. That mindset often brings calm, because you replace helplessness with routines you can practice and measure. Compared to many similar titles that lean heavily on gear lists or extreme scenarios, this one is typically positioned as practical tradecraft for normal people, focusing on prevention, behavior, and decision-making. The emphasis on layers of protection, from home security to travel procedures and information control, makes it useful across many situations rather than only one threat category. It is worth buying if you want a single, accessible framework that ties together awareness, planning, and common sense countermeasures into a coherent approach. Readers who apply even a portion of the strategies are likely to feel more confident, more prepared, and less surprised by the risks that appear in daily life. If you would like to support Jason Hansen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.